那我继续接着讲呢，上次我讲的那个意象。
And we will continue the vision that we talked about last week.
我们中间有些新的朋友可能不太清楚什么叫异象。
And some of you might not understand the meaning of vision.
在圣经里面呢，就是神好多时候通过异象、异梦，也会直接的向他的仆人来讲话。
So in the Bible, it says that God is able to communicate to us through dreams and visions.
那我们中间好多人呢，有时候祷告的时候都会看到异象，就是看到图像啊。像电影一样，因为这是神在圣经里面呢，因为就是怎么样来启示他的仆人。
And some of our brothers and sisters, when they pray, they will see visions. It's just as a movie that is being played in front of their eyes.
那这些恩赐呢，在很多教会是非常的普遍的。
And it's quite common in a lot of other churches too.
在有些教会可能不太普遍。
However, in some churches, might not be that common.
那原因也很简单，跟我这个教会的带领的信心有关系。
And the reason is quite simple, is because the faith of the leaders.
有的人只信部分的圣经。
Some people choose to believe only part of the Bible.
有的人信全部的圣经。
And some people they believe the whole Bible.
那我们呢，定义要相信全部的圣经。
And we are determined to believe the whole Bible.
当我们相信全部的圣经的时候呢，神全备的祝福就要临到。
When we try to believe the whole Bible, God is all able to get the complete promise.
在我们中间，以后的日子里面，弟兄姐妹都不同程度的会经历神怎么样向你来讲话，怎么样带领你、启示你。
In the latter days, our brothers and sisters will experience different kind of leadership from our Lord.
大家有一个期待的心。
We will have to have this heart of anticipation.
以后大家会经历呢，就是神比人要真实的多。
And we will experience that God is more truthful than man.
It's truer than man.
Truer, more true.
More real than man.
More real than man.
那这些我们今天不多讲。
Will not go detail into details.
但是我要继续接着讲当时那个姐妹看到的一个异象。
And we will continue to talk about the vision that sister saw.
在大概是好多年前，已经可能有十年的功夫。
It's probably about 10 years ago.
我们一起进食祷告的时候呢，有一个姐妹看到天上有一些字。
So we have the fast and prayer, and then the sister saw some letters written on the sky.
那左上角呢是父。
So the left corner says Father.
右上角是主。
The right corner says the Lord.
中间呢有一个很大的叫做面 face.
And in the middle, a big character was written that is the face.
那今天呢我要讲的呢，下面还有两个小字。
So today I'm going to talk about two little corners with the characters written.
那前面还有两个，我今天先不讲。
So I'm not going to talk about the left, but only talking about the one on the left.
当时他看到这个异象的时候，他非常的兴奋，他从来没有看见过写字在天空里面。
So when she first received the vision, she was very excited because she has never experienced like letters written on the sky.
但是呢，当他告诉我们中间的人，我就非常的留意。
But when she told us about the visions, I pay special attention.
因为神在我们定义寻求他的时候呢，他非常的关心我们，他要把他的启示真理要启示在我们的心里面。
So when we determine to seek his face, he's going to reveal us the truth.
那有些其实这些真理呢，在圣经里面是非常明确的。但是为什么神要继续的启示呢？借着异象。
These even though the truth of these are very common in the Bible, very easy to understand the Bible, how come God still want to reveal this to us?
其实道理也很简单。你有没有给你的孩子讲过话？你讲了很多次，你还要强调，通过不同的方式。
So the reason is quite simple. Have you ever talked to your kids, even though you have spoken to them multiple times, still you want to focus, talk again to them about the things that are important?
大家有没有这样做过？
So have you ever done that before?
我太太常常这样做。
My wife always do that.
讲了又讲，讲了又讲。
She repeats and repeats.
那这些真理在圣经里面是主要的真理，非常清楚的脉络，但是为什么还要神在我们祷告时候启示呢？
So it's a very simple truth, the principles of the Bible. How come God still revealed to us through the visions?
我想大家有很多原因啊。
So I believe there are many reasons.
我想和大家互动一下，你觉着为什么神要不断的又讲呢？
So what do you think? Why God wants us to want to show us the vision?
刚才我说了，有时候咱孩子要强调一下。那你觉得 David， 大家可以参与啊。
So you can,
你觉得为什么
you can participate.
有不同的方式继续讲呢？圣现在圣经里面清清楚楚啊，大家就读就好了呀。
Why do you think God want to emphasize that again, even though it's clearly written in the Bible?
大家自由的回应。
我感觉就是神要我们要与神要有一个关系。
So you believe that God wants us to have a closer relationship.
对，神要让我们与他有亲密的关系，通过不同的方式，对吧？让他让人知道他非常的真实，不仅仅是写在纸上。
有时候我们耳朵比较背，就是讲了神讲了又讲又
So sometimes our ears are numb. So even though God spoke multiple times, still we don't listen.
Oh, that's right. When I was a son, I was a kid.I didn't listen to my mom.
我是孩子的时候，我也不听我爸妈的。
我是听不见，我太专注于我的事情，我听不见。
So I was too focused on my own thing. I couldn't understand.
我记得那时候我的奶奶呢，因为我喜欢读书，拼命读书读书。我奶奶把饭做好呢，叫我叫了五次都不去。
So I remember I was really focused on reading my books, and then my grandma will come and call me. Oh, dinner is ready for more than five times. I still,
他就拿一根棍子。
I still couldn't listen, and then she will come with a stick in her hand.
做饭的时候，这个叫什么？你饭做好了，你都吃都懒得吃吗？
So I cook the meal. You are too lazy to eat.
其实就是有时候呢，我们人啊，就像苏生讲的，有时候各种原因。他听不见神的声音。
So, like Susan, Susan said, for many reasons, we don't hear what God says.
Tamara.
Also, we forget. It's like, even like the Jews, they went through the sea was parted, they went through the sea, and God said they have to put a stone there, a marker, so they could remember what God had done for them, because we forget.
对，苏神就啊不是，所以 Tamara 就说我们常常就忘记，就像过红海以后，他们把一个这个立了一个记一个坛是吗，在那里就标记这个地方，但是他们还是忘记石头一样。对，我们要寻求他的面。
所以我们不断要来寻求他的面。
So that's why we have to continue to seek his face.
好，我们今天不再讲，就大家会去思考为什么神会不断的要。来启示，不断的来强调。
So you can go home and meditate on this. Why God continue to show us the same principles?
跟今天我们讲的这个依靠很有关系。
So so it's closely related to the topic today. So it says rely on, to depend on Him.
Rely on.
Yeah.
但是呢，当时这个姐妹看到的依靠是这个依。
So,
看到没有？当然碰一个奇迹的奇。
这不
是。不
是
那个衣服的衣。
哦，这个不是那个依靠的依吗 ？OK， so
是两个字啊，两个字。
So the Chinese character rely on, even though it says the pronunciation is the same, but the character is wrong. It's not
wrong. It's a different.
Different character, but with a similar same pronunciation.
当时他说的很清楚是这个依，他一线里面看到是这个依。
So she said clearly that the word rely this one is this character.
那我要问大家一下，就是说这个意，神如果把这个意算上，就是说有他特别的一个用意，他让人看见这个意。那我要问一下，这个依靠和那个当人旁一个依附的意有什么区别？
So,
大家的中文不要放弃了，
我不知道，不知道怎么写。
那个
，So what's
the difference?
What's the difference between the real real character of
No, not real character,
different character of the.
This is the right character too. This is right.
Right character, but different.
It's a different meaning.
Meaning. Okay.
She grew up from Fiji, so that's okay. 哦，大家说说，就是说那个衣，当人放一个衣服的衣和这个衣有什么区别？我们中间好多是国学高手，讲一下。
So what do you think the difference of these two characters?
就是更加是更深刻的 ，more deep.
是那个还是这个？OK， 哦，所以有些区别。那我呢？其实我也搞不清楚。我今天看了一下字典，仔细的查考了一下。
So I don't really understand as well. So I went to the dictionary today.
那其实是有一些区别。
So there are actually some differences to the two characters.
那那个依靠呢，是你就是精神上的依靠比较多，而且呢，依赖的比较多。
So you're saying they both mean rely on?
Yeah, but in Chinese there's a little bit difference.
Yeah.、Okay.
But what she saw is this Chinese character, which is not the other one. Other one is more popular. This is less popular.
So I went to the dictionary and saw the other character means more superficial. Like
not too bad. It's all, the, all on the spiritual.
你对你写一下，我不知道是哪一个意思。
这个是你那现在呢是这个 OK 清楚了吗
So that's the usually we will use this word rely onBut this is the word that she saw. Rely
yeah, also rely on in English, but this is, in Chinese is a little bit different. 那这个呢，某种意义上讲呢，它就是依赖性比较重。
So the first one like is more like depend on, you know.
而且精神上的依靠比较多。
More of the spiritual thing attachment.
这个呢，是具体的事情上依靠的比较多。
So the lower one, the one that she saw, is more like attached to like specific things. Like
not attached to, you need the help somebody.
For、
yeah.
Specific things.
那这个依赖的依赖呢就是说有点就是赖在上面的比较多。这个呢就是自己也做完了以后呢你可以来求别人的帮助。
So the first one is like you completely, you know, like rely on that person. So for the, this way, like you have to do your part as well.Yeah.
那如果一个人就是我们在电影里面看的就说我我没有工作我完全依靠我的爸爸用哪个依靠
so if you,
上面的对吧
if you say that I don't have a job I completely rely on my father so which word do you use
it's
the first one
对所以呢这个依靠呢神我相信当然神的意思我不是完全知道
So even though I don't fully understand God's purpose and meaning,
但是我相信就是说人呢，有自己的一部分，但是同时你要靠神。
So, but I believe that we as a man we have our own parts to do.
而且呢，
at the same time we need to rely on God.
而且呢，你需要在你的这个具体的事情上，你要依靠神。
And also in very specific things, you have to rely on God.
因为好多教会呢讲的都是。天上的东西比较多具体的事情呢到时候靠主的时候突然发现不知道是怎么靠法
so a lot of churches they talk about a lot of things on the heaven and then for they don't talk about practical things on earth
那神的意思呢就是说你要在具体的事情上要来依赖我
so but God's purpose is that on your daily specific things you have to be rely on me
那这两个字呢它是当时看到的一些是小字
So she saw these two characters in a smaller print.
那我相信，这个呢，就是比起这个寻求他的面来呢，那寻求他的面是非常非常非常的重要。
So in comparison to seek his face, I believe the seeking his face is much more, heavier, like more important.
从寻求他的面才能够讲依靠，不寻求他的面讲不到依靠。
Only by seeking his face, then you can talk about how to rely on him. Without that, you cannot rely on him.
我们讲到，因着他是父，我们能够来信靠他。
So we talk about because he's the father that we can come and trust him.
他爱我们，一切可以交托给他。
So he loves us so that we can rely everything to him.
因着他是主，我们必须要来敬畏他。
Because he's the Lord, we have to respect him.
创造的一切都是按他的规律创造的，我们要按他的规律而行。
And he created everything according to his own nature, and we have to do things according to what he has made.
我们要来寻求他的面，这是非常非常重要。因为我们第一个先祖亚当失去跟神的关系，最后进入死亡，是因为他选择了躲着神。
So seeking his face is so important because the first our ancestor Adam, he lost that because he hide away from the face of God.
现在我们所做的一切，所有的信仰或将来的事情，都是要通过寻求他的面，跟他产生一个真实的关系。不寻求面是没有真实的关系。
So everything that we do today, everything we have to do, we have to first seek his face. Without seeking his face, we cannot do nothing.
就是一个人不管我今天比如说我读这个 David 的传记，他是个名人，读了多少，听别人讲了多少，如果我没有跟他面对面，我不能说我认识他。
If I read, I heard a story about David, and I read his autobiography many, many times, I cannot say I know this person.
在特别在这个末世的时候，我们跟神的关系是非常非常非常的重要。这个 personal 的关系是非常的重要。
Especially in the latter days, we need to have very close relationship with our God.
你的生命怎么样？你将来该做什么，不该做什么？
So how your life will be and what things you should or should not shouldn't do.
那将来的大灾难发生的时候，你怎么样去存活？你必须要寻求他的面，个人是不一样的。
So when the doomsday comes, how you gonna survive? So it will make a huge difference.
有人来到加拿大，就是神带他来的。
So when some people came to Canada because God led them.
有人来到加拿大，他可能就是走错了一步路。
However, some people they came to Canada because they made
wrong
choices. It's not all the same.
所以呢，在寻求面的同时，我们来依靠他是非常重要。
So that's why when we seek his face, we have to rely on him as well.
那我们讲到就是他是主，他是父。
So when we talk about that, he is the Father, he is the Lord.
宇宙的一切都是他创造的。
So he has created everything in the universe.
不是我们创造的。弟兄姐妹要清清楚楚知道
You have to know it's not created by us.
你和我知道多少能力有多大
So how much do we know? How much ability do we have?
你清楚吗
Do you know?
我们到这把年纪应该比较清楚了
So by our age you should know by this time, right?
我们年轻的时候我们不清楚什么都要干什么都能干
So when we're young we didn't understand and we want to do everything
扔定胜天。
We think that we can conquer the heaven and earth.
我记得我年轻的时候，真的是什么都不怕。
So I remember when I was young, I really fear nothing.
我觉得我什么都可以学，什么都可以做。
I felt that I could learn everything and I can do anything.
但是年纪大了，你就知道，不是那么回事情。
As I age, I realize that it's not like that.
因为神的规律。
Because God's God's
ways,
yeah, God's ways.
世界的变化
and then the changes in the world.
根本不在我们的手上
It's not under our own control.
是不是
Is that right?
不在我们的手上
It's not in our hands.
所以我们要来依靠他
So that's why we need to rely on him.
我们要做我们的那一部分
We need to do our part.
但是同时要来寻求他的面
At the same time, we have to seek his face.
你即使是一个这一方面的专家你也要来寻求他的面。
Even if you are an expert at something, still you have to seek his face.
那有时候我们觉得我在这个行业里面我很厉害，我这个行业里面啊，神啊，我不需要你，我就可以了。
Sometimes you think, okay, in this area I am an expert, and in God I don't really need you.
啊，投资我会投资。
Invest, I know how to do invest.
啊，那个时候我教书啊，我很在行。
Teaching, I know how to teach.
啊，那个时候。装修啊，我一把手。
Okay, house renovation, I know how to do it.
啊，那个时候理财，我是一把手。
Okay, dealing with finances, I am good at it.
啊，你另外的可能搞政治的，搞这个，搞那个的啊，他就我很行。
Maybe other area like politics and other stuff, you think you can do it.
但是呢，我们要非常的清楚，我们很渺小。
But we have to know that we are very small.
很渺小。
Very small.
那神让把这些启示出来启示在圣经里面受显示启示在圣经里面就是说他是主他是父他是创造天地的主我们要来依靠他
So God revealed this to us first from the Bible He is the Lord He is the Father He is God
当我们不寻求他的面的时候呢好多事情我们真的不知道前面是怎么回事情是有什么事情发生
Without seeking his face, we really don't know what's going to happen ahead of us.
我就举个例子，我有一个同学，大学的同学呢，他这个亲戚就是在解放前呢就是非常勤劳的一个人，在四川，他就在1946-47年就买了很多的地。
So I remember a friend of my university colleague. So he had relatives that in Sichuan province. So before the Chinese
liberation,
he worked so hard and he bought a lot of land.
在他的那个时代，他觉得他做了一件非常重要的事情。做的也很对，就像我们中间好多人都，是不是？我们今天来就是加拿大要把这个产业要支起来。
At his time, he thought he accomplished something great because he bought a lot of land. Just like nowadays, as a Chinese Canadian would come and buy land and purchase houses.
但是呢，很可惜，就是48年解放以后呢，他被枪毙了。四川是把地主好多都枪毙了。
Sadly, in the year 1948, he was persecuted because that time
he was executed.
Executed because during that time, so a lot in that province, people with land are, they have to be, suffer from capital punishment.
When the communism came into rule, so that was his fate. 那就是他的命运。
That's his fate.
那如果他是一个认识神的人。那就不一样。
But if he knows God, his story will be different.
就不一样。
He will be different.
今天我们怎么样
？So what about us?
我过去看过一个预言，是一个基督徒讲，他说加拿大将来会成为一个非常，就是共产主义的国家。
So I heard this prophet who prophesized to Canada says.Canada will become a communist country.
那现在很有这种倾向，但是将来怎么样，我们不知道。
Even though we see trends like that, but we don't know what.
但是那个基督徒当时他预言第二次世界大战是非常准确的。
But that Christian, he also prophesied about the First and Second World War, and which was very accurate as well.
那所以我们呢，每一步都要来寻求神的名。
That's why every step that we take, we need to seek His face.
我们要来依靠他。
We need to rely on Him.
因为他知道前面的路。
Because He knows what is going to happen ahead of us.
那我们来翻开这个以赛亚书，以赛亚书40章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
那我们可以英文的 ，so tomorrow you can read the English. I just read the Chinese. 大家来一起来读啊，这个很重要的一章。当时的以色列呢，以赛亚预言了这个以色列呢要被掳，但是呢，神也要来安慰他们。
So Isaiah prophesied that the Jews will be
deported.
Deported, yeah.
因为他们的罪
because of their sins.
但是呢神会当日期忙的时候神会来安慰他
but when the times fall God is going to come and bring comfort to them.
但是这一章呢同时讲的就是神是怎么样一个神
so at the same time this chapter is talking about who God really is
他要让以色列人来信靠他也是让今天的基督徒要来信靠他
he want the Israelites to rely on himAlso now they are Christians to rely on him as well.
你们的神说，你们要安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。一切山洼都要填满，大小山冈都要削平。高高低低的要盖为平躺，崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。耶和华的荣耀必然显现，方有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。有人声说：“你喊叫吧！”有一个说：“我喊叫什么呢？”说：“方有血气的进度入草，他的美容独像野地的花， 槽壁枯干，花壁凋残，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓成长似草，槽壁枯干，花壁凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。报好信息给西安的，你要登高山；报好信息给耶路撒冷的呢，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕，对犹大的诚意说：看哪，你们的神主耶和华必向大能者领导，他的膀必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那如羊小羊的。谁曾用手心炼注水，用虎口手虎口炼苍天，用升斗称大地的尘土，用秤称山岭，用天平平冈岭呢？谁曾测度耶和华的心，或做他的谋士指教他呢？谁与他商议，谁教导他，谁见公平的路指示他，又见指示教训他，见通达的道指教他呢？看那万民都像水桶的一滴，又算入天平上的围城。他举起众海岛，好像极为之物。黎巴嫩不够当柴烧，其中的邹兽也不够做房祭。万民在他面前好像虚物，被他看为不计虚物，乃为虚空。你们究竟见谁比神，用什么心线与神比较呢？偶像是匠人铸造，银匠用尽宝果铸造银链，贫乏献不起这样的供物，就拣选不能锈坏的树木，为自己寻找巧匠，力气不能摇动的偶像。你们岂不知道吗？你们岂不曾听见吗？从起初岂没有人告诉你们吗？自从立地的根基，你们没有你们岂没有明白吗？神坐在地球的大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫。他铺张穹苍如幔子，张开柱天如棵柱的帐篷。他是君王归于乌有虚物，从地上的审判官称为虚空。他们是刚才栽上，刚才种上，根也刚才扎在地里。他一垂在其上，便都枯干。旋风见他们吹去，像碎秸一样。那圣者说：你们见谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？你们向上举目，看谁创造着万象，按树木领处，他一一成其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言我的园区神并不查问？你岂不知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不空倦，他的智慧无法测度。疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏空倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。当那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不空乏，行走却不疲乏。这里讲到呢，因为以色列人非常的失望，因为要领到他们的东西。
So now it talks about the Israelites were being very disappointed because the things are going to happen to them.
也因着他们的罪，他觉得这个神离弃了他们。
And because of their sin, they think that God has deserted them.
他们也觉得神不能拯救他们。
And then they thought that God was not able to save them.
那以赛亚就发预言，就是将来神还是要来安慰他们。
So that's why Isaiah prophesies that God is going to rescue.
那这里讲的神是怎么样一位神？
So it talks about what God, who God truly is.
那第一个，他是创造天地大能的主。
So first of all, he is the creator of the universe.
什么都不在他的话下。
So nothing cannot be done under him.
这里要插一句话，就是说这是圣经里面呢，有好多地方就是说，在这个科学发现地球是圆的之前呢，这里讲到神坐在哪里，地球的一个大圈之上。
So before the scientists realized that our Earth is round, it's actually already written in the Bible.
这是写在大概公元前六百年。
That was a
680年左右。
600 AC.
那时候就说以赛亚，就是对于认识神的人来讲呢，神要启示就启示。
So to those who try to understand God, God is going to show himself to him, to reveal the secret to him.
那神可能就是让他看到，就是说他甚至可以把他的灵提到这个宇宙去，看到这个地球，就像那个宇航员也看到这地球。
So God may, you know, like lift his spirit out of the earth to see the whole earth, just like astronauts see in our earth.
这对神来说是一件非常简单的事情。
So to God is a very easy thing to do.
那这里神就讲到，你们不要造偶像。第一个，不要造偶像，因为当时以色列人犯罪，最主要的是造了偶像。
And also God said, do not make idols.
啊，他们用这样的木头那边的银子去造木。
They using
那去造偶像。
Wood and silver to build idols for themselves.
就是呼唤他们再次要归向创造天地的耶和华。
So he's calling them to return to the Creator of the heaven and earth.
就是他是用什么呢？收心，量住数量，收心啊，就是所有的海洋都在他的手心里。
So it says he measured the ocean with the palm of his hand.
他用虎口呢量苍天。
And with the wrist of his hand, he measured the mountains.
他说，所有地上的人呢，都像围城一样，万民都像水吞了一滴。
And then he also mentioned that all of the humans are like.Drop of water in the bucket.
他说：“今天这个君王啊，今天就像栽上的树，今天栽上，明天就可以拔掉。”
And then also he mentioned that the leaders, the kings, the rulers of the earth, just like a tree that just planted, and he can blow and then make them dry.
所以就是我们的神是非常可畏的神。
So our God is an awesome God.
他也是大能的神。
And he is also a mighty God.
啊，对于这个。不认识他的人，他的敌人呢，他就是一个这个非常可怕的神。
So to those who his enemy, the people who do not know him, he is a very fearful God.
但是对他的儿女来讲呢，就是我们可依靠的神。
But to his children, he is someone that we can rely on.
所以他这里讲呢，他说他会像一个牧者，慢慢的来引导，如养小羊。
So here it says that he will be like a shepherd, slowly herding the sheep, yeah.
而且让他会来聚集羊羔，抱在怀中。
And he also going to cuddle the lambs in him.
因为他是我们的父，要明白。
Because he
他也是我们的主。
Is our father? You have to understand that he is also.
他的父爱是远远超过地上人的父爱母爱。
And his father's love is far more greater than human, you know, man's father's love.
因为他是我们的父，我们愿意来信靠他。
Because he's our father, we are willing to trust him.
而且我们选择来信靠他。
And we chose to trust in him.
我们第一要信靠的就是他。
The first things that we need to be trusted on is him.
第一个要来找的就是他。
So he's the first person we should run to.
因为他是我们的父。
Because he is our father.
因为他是真正爱我们的那一位。
Because he's the one who truly loves us.
其实圣经上也讲到，他说的父母的爱啊。就说是很大的爱，对吧？但是呢，神的爱，圣经上讲的，我的父母离弃了我，但是神爱了我。
So even though our parents love us, but God's love is far greater than our parents' love, because the Bible says, even if the mother forgets you, I will not forget you.
事实上，我们今天的这个世界上，好多的父母离弃了孩子，但是神不会。
So indeed, a lot of parents nowadays.Have deserted their children, but God will.
所以，因着他这样的爱，我们必须要来依靠他。
But because of His love, we will continue to rely on Him.
而且，我们要放心来依靠他。
And we will take heart and rely on Him.
但是，因着他是主，刚才我们讲的全地的主，我们必须要来依靠他。
Because He is the Lord, He is the Lord of heaven and earth. We will rely on Him.
他给你的能力多少
？So how much power ability that He is going to give to you?
他给你。在什么样的环境里面，连都给你什么东西
？So under what kind of circumstances you are in, he is going to provide.
他比你清楚。
He will know better than you, what you know.
包括你自己，你也不一定认识你自己。
Including yourself, you might not even know about yourself.
那心理学家说呢，人有这个认知的层面，对自我认知的层面有四个层面。
So psychologist says that there are four levels of you know self understanding.
第一个层面是。你也知道，别人也知道的一个层。
So the first is that you know, and then other people know as well.
比如说， 不知道怎么讲，就是我呢，这个搞这个数学物理的，对吧？可能好多人也知道，我自己也知道。
So for example,
某种意义上讲，我也是擅长于这个。
So, for example, that I am physicist, right? And then people know that I do physics.
那这是我也知道，别人也知道一个层面。
So this is a level that where I know and also.
有一个层面呢是你知道别人不知道的层面。
And then another level is that I know, but the other people might not know about me.
是不是有你有些潜能，或者什么能力呢？你知道他，别人不知道。
So you have some kind of ability that you know that you have, but the other people might not know that you have.
或者你在暗中做一些事情，你知道别人不知道。
Or maybe you do something in secret that you know about that yourself, but other people do not know.
还有第三个层面呢，是别人知道你自己不知道的层面。
And then there's also another level where other people know about you, but you are not aware of that.
这个层面，你如果有好朋友的话呢，他可以告诉你。
So if you have good friends, close friends, he might tell you about it.
那如果你有些问题呢，从来几十年下来没人有人告诉你，别人看得很清楚不告诉呢，那中文叫挨在挨在。
So if you for many years you have this problem that everybody else sees it and no one tells you, then woe to you, woe to you.
所以呢，我们要依靠彼此，我希望别人给我们也说真话，能够来帮助我们，帮我们一把，对吧？
So we want other people to be truthful to us, so that we can be helped.
还有一个层面就是你不知道，别人也不知道，只有上帝知道。
And there's also another level where you do not know, and also other people do not know as well. Only God knows.
那个层面的话呢，你一定要让来依赖上帝。
So in that aspect, you have to rely on Him.
有些东西我们知道一些，但是呢，因为一些我们是不知道的，前面的路是怎么样，我们不知道的。
So some there are things that we know, but however we do not know what is going to you know happen for us.
所以，即使在我们很擅长的层面，我们要选择说：“神啊，我依靠。”
So even with the things that we are good at, we still have to choose to rely on Him.
但是我们觉得我们对的东西和神的话语之间有矛盾的时候，就是神啊，我选择相信你的话。
So if there are things that we think are right, but it's against the truth in the Bible, then we have to choose to, you know, tell God that God, you are right.
比如说这个圣经上讲，你们不要停止聚会。
So for example, God's Bible says, do not stop gathering together.
那有的人说，你看我自己跟神的关系也很好啊，我不需要的，不需要，我自己早上就可以。我经历神了。
So some people might say, okay, I know about God, I have a good relationship with God, I can just seek Him by myself.
但是呢，你最好相信神的话。
But you better believe the word of God.
那我一开始也觉得我是一个自己寻求神的。
At first, initially, I also thought of myself as a person who I can, you know, just seek Him by myself.
我刚信主的时候经历很多的神迹奇事。
So when I first become a believer, I
经历很多的神迹奇事。
So I experienced a lot of miracles, signs and miracles.
我觉得我不需要别人。
And then I thought I do not need other people.
后来发现，神让我知道我非常需要别人。
So later on, God made me realize that I really need other people.
那我也发现好多人就是说。在特别在这个西方的教会，好多人因为教会受伤呢，他就离开以后呢，他自己寻求，后来发现呢，他根本在信仰上没有办法继续下去，因为是这个信仰是必须在一个团体里面。
So in the Western world, a lot of people got hurt from the church, so they choose to seek God in their own personal ways. So however, later on, they will realize that they are going on the wrong path because our faith.Is based on a community, you know, like we are a body.
所以呢，就说最好我们谦卑的，一开始神这样说，我们就这样做。
So we need to humble ourselves. If God says it, then we do it.
那我们即使觉得很清楚，也要来相信神的话，也要来依靠他。
Even if you thought you know, still you have to choose to believe in Him, in His words.
就是即使我们很擅长的地方， 我们选择谦卑自己来依靠他。
Even if the thing with the things that you are very good at, you still have to humble yourself and believe, trust in him.
那个依靠也有一个意思，就是说你需要靠靠别人，啊，别人你靠一下也是很重要。
And that word rely on also means you have to rely on other people as well.
就不要觉得自己什么都行。
Don't regard yourself as you know a person of you can do anything.
但现在的这个世界呢，这个撒旦做的工作就是让人都相互不信任，就是自己搞自己的。
And nowadays, you know, the enemy is trying to convince us that we are capable of doing anything.
所以呢，现在的这个人承受的压力是非常重的。
So that's why people have bearing very heavy burdens nowadays.
但压力非常重的时候，就会有焦虑症啊、忧郁症啊这些东西都会出来。
So when you have heavy burden, you can have depression, you know, like you know.
所以我们选择去在主里面依靠别人。
So we need to choose. To believe, to trust other people, rely on other people in the Lord.
所以我们中间就要有很好的一个主里面的彼此相爱。
So we need to love each other in the body of Christ.
我就简简就是人其实是非常非常的脆弱的。
I want to talk about how weak our manhood are.
当我们依靠神的时候呢，我们的弱点会被神来补足。
So when we rely on him, our weaknesses will be strengthened.
我在就举个例子，我在读研究生的时候呢，喜欢我苏联的一个科学家，他写的书，我们常常做他的习题啊，他写的教材非常好，叫郎道。
So when I was in my studies, so I like to read about an author from Soviet Union.
Yeah.
His name is 郎道。
Yeah, 郎道，叫郎道。
Landolf.
他这个人呢，就是非常非常的聪明。
He's a very, very intelligent person.
就是说他聪明到什么程度呢
？You know how smart he is.
他给这个研究生写的这个四本就是基础物理的书啊，就是说，他是不用动笔的，他在地上度房部，他的助手写。
So he wrote four books on the fundamental physics.For the post-university students, he didn't even use his own hand. He just walked and then talked, so that his helper, his assistant, will just record everything done.
那这么厚的四本书。
So four books like this thick.
那我们就是叫做四大力学嘛。第一个呢，就是经典的力学。
So one is four classic.
It's okay.
Physics.
什么量子力学、统计力学，对吧？电磁学，不，没关系的。就是这四大力学，这非常重要。那个数学也是非常的深。
So very, very difficult math and physics.
他就是踱步踱来踱去，他就让他的助手把这四本书就写出来。
So he will just, you know, preach. I mean, talk. The mathematics and physics while he's walking, and then his assistant will just write it down.
他说世界上只有两个半物理学家，真正的两个半物理学家。
So he said there are only two and half,
real physicists. 他别的都瞧不上眼。
So he was not, you know, he's too proud to recognize other people.
他说他是那半个物理学家。
So he's
已经很谦卑了。
So he said he's the half. So which is humble enough?
那一个是爱因斯坦。
So one is Einstein.
另外一个我不知道是谁。
啊，牛顿吗？
当时那个时代。
So and then another one, I don't know who he mentioned.
但是呢，你知道吗？这么聪明的人，在他40岁出了一个车祸。
So such intelligent person, he had a car accident when he was 40.
后来他的所有的这些能力都丧失了，他成了一个白痴。
He lost all his intelligence. He became a, you know, like
an idiot.
Like an idiot.
就是后来就人就在他的后半生呢，他就在物理学的这个圈子里面就消失了。
So he disappeared from the, you know, the circle of the physicists.
就是说，我们不知道我们明天会怎么样。
So we do not know our tomorrow.
所以呢，今天我相信神这样的启示呢，就是说这非常非常的重要，要学习来依靠神，学习来，谦卑自己，也要来， 寻求别人的帮助。
So it's important for us to rely on God and also humble ourselves. We not only humble, rely on God, and we also rely on other people, each other.
大家同意吗
？Do you agree？
那神这样启示就是非常非常的重要。
So if God revealed this to us, then it is important for us.
好，我们一起做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you.
主啊，是的，主，主啊，地上的众民就像围城一样。
So, the people on earth is just like the walls of the city.
No, 围城就是 dust.
Just like the dust of the city, dust.
主啊，是的，主，主啊，我们真的让我们知道，主啊，没有你，我们就像地上的尘土一样。
So we know that without you, we are just like the dust on earth.
谢谢你。也这样的看重我们。
Thank you that you take such a good care of us.
让我们成为你的儿女。
So that we can become your children.
借着耶稣基督洗净了我们一切的罪。
By the blood of Jesus Christ to wash all away all our sins.
让我们在你面前能够扬起脸来看着你。
So that we can lift our face and look at you, Lord.
而且你成为我们的父。
And you become our Father.
主啊，是的，主，我们愿意来依靠你。
We are willing to rely on you.
主啊，你把这样的心智放在我们的里面，在方式上，我们要来祷告依靠你。
So that we will seek you. Everything that we do, we will rely on you, Lord.
不管我们认为我们做得很好的还是不好的。
So not about, even the things that we think we are doing well and all the things that we are not doing so well.
主啊，是的，主，我们愿意谦卑自己，说，主啊，我们需要你。
We were willing to humble ourselves and said, "Lord, we need you, Lord."
主啊，我们也需要彼此。
And we also need each other.
所以主啊，你借着这样的真理，你来祝福我们每一个人，祝福我们每一个家庭。
So through your truth, so that you can bless each one of us and bless each individual families.
让我们也把你这样拯救世人的好消息带给我们周围的人。
And we will also bring the good news, the salvation of the of us.To our friends and families. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.